Hey, what's up? It's Avery here. Well, I guess who else would it be? It is my own show. You see, my show is on platforms like iTunes and Spotify, and you may wonder, how do I get my show on these platforms? Well, I do it through an app called Anchor. It's free to download, and you can use it on your phone or on your laptop. And it also comes with creation tools that let you edit your show. You can also make that sweet moolah with your podcast with no minimum listenership. So, want to get started? Download the Anchor app on the Google Play Store or Apple's App Store, or go to anchor.fm. It's that easy.
John, just sorry, we were just wondering, do you have any suspensions or anything for tomorrow? Is everyone available?
Yeah, everyone's available. I think Kyle Aaron just had a little bit of a stomach upset today, so he missed training, but you know, we're anticipating he'll be back. He should be good.
Okay. Just a thought on getting the guys together and how they feel and how the last two training sessions.
Look, I mean, the atmosphere has been brilliant. The players, as you can see, they're happy to be back in Canada. The mood, the atmosphere is what we hope for. They've come in with a real energy, and I think they're excited about these two matches. They know how important they are, but I don't feel like they're carrying that burden as well. It looks like they want to get out here and have fun and play.
This is a unique situation for Alfonso Davies playing at home, obviously, for the first time with the national team. Do you have discussion with him at all about, you know, just kind of dealing with everything this week, or do you feel like he's, you know, mature enough and able to handle everything on his own?
Well, he's been on some big stages, so I don't think it's his first rodeo playing big occasions. But, you know, he will be reminded he's got to play the game, not the occasion. I think that's the key message for Alfonso. If he plays the game and he really, you know, commits to everything he's got to do in that red shirt with this group of men, you know, the crowd will come with him. We know that. So he's excited to be back. I can sense it. He's smiling. He's laughing. I mean, who wouldn't be? I mean, it's a kid's dream, isn't it? Commonwealth Stadium and 50,000 people here. His family, all his friends. What a moment for a kid, and well deserved, because he shined the spotlight on our sport last year when we didn't have too much to smile about. So he gets his moment, and I'm hoping he takes it.
Obviously, you're focused on the games themselves, but what do you think these two games can have? What kind of impact can they make on soccer, you know, in Edmonton, in Alberta, that sort of thing, playing games of this magnitude?
Well, I think first and foremost, the fans get a chance to be part of history. It's not very often you get a chance to sing an anthem, you know, with 50 other thousand people and a once-in-a-lifetime superstar, you know, on the field. This is a very special moment for, I think, for this football community, and they've bought the tickets. They're representing. They're going to be here, and I keep saying it to the players. If they own the ground like they did in Toronto, these fans will come with them. They'll have an army of 50,000 behind them. And for that, I don't think any of these men have had that experience before. They're playing in front of 50,000 Canadians for, I'd say, 90%. This will be the first in their life. And hopefully the first of many.
John Walker has taken a lead for the last number of years in Canada. Is the hope that this can kick that off for men's soccer and put it on the same stage as women's soccer?
Absolutely. I mean, that's been the dream, I think, for all these men to bring that level of respect. But we have to perform. We know that. We've said it right from the start. You get what you deserve in life. And if you work hard and you go to that next level, good things will happen, and good things are starting to happen. And all these men have wanted is this sport to be respected globally, that passport to mean something when they head over to Europe, and it's starting to happen. And again, I don't know many sports that would sell out 50,000 twice at this time of year. It's pretty spectacular. So we're making a statement here, and we got to win. I mean, we can talk about fans and the occasion, but if we don't win football matches, it means nothing. So I've got my boys dialed in and their feet on the ground, and we'll play the match, not the occasion.
John, you talked about being dialed in, but the starts of the games haven't always been the best for this team so far. You've been down a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talk about bringing 50,000 fans with you. Have you talked a little bit about not going down 1-0 or getting better starts to the games?
Just it doesn't matter. I think the beauty for us is, you know, you go down 1-0, we know that's going to be a challenge, but, you know, we've responded six times in our last, you know, eight games. We've came back to get a result or win a match from a goal down. So I've told them not to fear that, because, you know, this is a new Canada we're trying to create here, that we haven't got to be worried about conceding goals. We've got to be, you know, confident enough that we can score. We can score in any situation, in any stadium, and letting them play with that sort of freedom and not the pressure of being the gritty Canadian team that, you know, holds a tight game. You know, that's not what I want this team to be about or what the fans to see. So they know we don't want to concede early, but if it happens, it happens. We'll come back.
Tejon
Buchanan is a face
that
fans, I think, are
just sort of
getting acquainted with, you know,
over this course of the qualifiers. And a lot of them
seem
to really like him. What do you think is so
likable
about his game?
Oh, he's, yeah. I think with Tejon, he's, every game he seems to deliver for us. It's not a question of, is he going to show up this game? It's not a question, is he going to try and overdo it? He's just a player that, you watch him, his personality, he's got that ruthless streak to him. You know, he doesn't say much, he's like that silent assassin that, he's on the field, you don't really know he's there, and then he beats three players and scores. He's just another level. That's what I've seen. You know, we're giving him his debut, and even on his debut, you went, wow, I mean, this is another player with Fonzie potential. I mean, that's what we've seen. And hopefully when he hits Europe, I think everyone's going to realize his potential.
Coach, two more questions.
How difficult going to be Costa Rica tomorrow? They have a lot of players to play that kind of matches, you know?
Yeah, good team. Yeah, very good team. Costa Rica, I mean, they're a team that typically finishes third in CONCACAF. They're a team that typically goes to a World Cup, so, you know, we know that this is a really important game for them. You know, Canada can go 8 points ahead of Costa Rica and really sort of claim that third spot and then start looking to number two and number one. So we know they're coming with a purpose. We know they're going to fight for everything. They always do. And we'll respect that. Our boys have said to them, it's going to be a great occasion, but if we don't do the dirty work, which has carried us through for the last, you know, 8, 9, 10 games on this qualification path, this will be a night for Costa Rica.
Last question.
John, what do you mean to see a team being feared now? Because when it's all said and done, you could be a team that finishes the qualifying in second place or third place. When it's all said and done, you're now a feared team in CONCACAF.
You know, that's been part of the storyline internally, that, you know, we want to be a team that's puts dread in an opponent, that they have to think about us the way we used to have to think about teams, whether that's the attacking weapons that we've got, but more the physicality. You know, they know that we're not going to back down from any moment, any fight, any situation, and it'll be 23 players. It's not one or two, it's 23 all the time. So I think that's been a big part of it, and we've said coming out of these two games, you know, Costa Rica, we've got to get through that. That's a massive 3 points that we've got to get after. And then an opportunity to take the crown of the champions in CONCACAF here in Edmonton. And I think if we come out of this with 6 points, there'll be even more fear as we come through that second part of the round. Teams will respect us in a way they've never respected us before. So that's what's on the line for us. We know what's here. We've got two wonderful opportunities to take this game forward, and we'll get after it.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Thanks, John.